In Olympic news today, yes, the cock-ups apparently do continue. The first one was that the government are going to ask G4S for some of their money back. Well, that's kind of nice. Enough money has been pumped into the Olympics so far. I'm now beginning to think that there's no way that we're going to be able to get all of it back. That's the thing. We bid for the Olympics, partly out of our economic sense, so that we'd bring more money into the country, and it seems that we're pummeling so much into it at the minute that there's no way we can get it back. Also today, that it's been announced that the 3,500 troops that have been drafted in to fill the gap left by G4S may not be enough. Great. Fantastic. Spectacular, that one. It was G4S was short by, I can't remember the exact figure, but it was around 8,000 to 10,000 people that were short by. I know. It's not that many. And they said, 3,500 troops, that'd be fine. No, apparently, it may not be. Great. Thanks for that. Also, today, it's been announced that during the Olympic period, bus workers have accepted the bonus offer. If you didn't hear the story, it's that every public transport organisation in London had arranged a bonus for their employees during the Olympic period. So certainly tube drivers were getting more money for working during the Olympic period. And I think that applied to some taxi firms as well. But bus workers got absolutely nothing. They were expected to just do their normal routes as normal, despite the fact that their buses were going to be absolutely crammed pack and that more buses would be put on. Well, it turns out that the Unite Union has settled with £577 bonus for each bus worker during the Games period. Now, this is great. This is fine. But the stupid thing is that LOCOG set aside money to be given to public transport workers in London during the Games. Why did none of that money ever in the first place not get into the hands of the bus companies? Who at Transport for London made the decision to give it straight to the tubes? Do they forget that they have a bus network as well in London? That's another thing that's a little bit stupid. Another one today is that the Olympic 2012 opening ceremony will be cut down. It says here that in 9 days, thousands of volunteers will take part in the opening ceremony of the Olympic Games, an ambitious pageant directed by Danny Boyle, of course, is the film bloke. But he says, as the full-scale rehearsals get underway, the length of the ceremony has been cut by 30 minutes. So I assume that just leaves Sir Steve Redgrave lighting the Olympic flame. I assume that's all it is. Can't be much more than that. And finally, because not many cock-ups happen today, this is a personal cock-up by some woman in America. And this woman, who is called Jerry Peterson, who is from Atlanta, carried the Olympic torch through Derby. And when she got back in the US, to mark that she was a torchbearer, she went down to her local tattoo parlour and spent £10, or $10 rather, on a tattoo. It wasn't for a couple of weeks after that her friend discovered on her ankle that Olympic wasn't spelt right. So Olympic, usually spelled O-L-Y-M-P-I-C. On her ankle, it says O-Y-L-M-P-I-C. Yeah. You've got to love a dyslexic tattooist, don't you? That is it for today. I'm sure I'll be back tomorrow. Thank you very much, to Omani Blog, who said he was enjoying these. I'm enjoying doing them because it's just funny pointing out the obvious things that are going wrong at the minute. I still don't think we're going to get through the Olympics without a major disaster. It's going to happen, isn't it? Follow me on Twitter at SawyerGB. Go on Facebook, facebook.com/SawyerGB. You can find me on YouTube, TheSawyerGB. Still only one video. Been doing these audio booths, which has kind of taken up some time. I'll get around to doing a second one eventually. He says, maybe, maybe not. And I'm sure I'll be back tomorrow with another one of these stupid booths. Well, not stupid booze, but, stupid Olympic booze.